This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. The U.S. Senate has confirmed Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court in a historic first. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports. We'll have to bring you that story in just a moment. We had a little technical difficulty. The UN General Assembly voted Thursday to suspend Russia from the body's Human Rights Council over atrocities it's accused of committing in Ukraine. In a vote of 93 to 24, the Assembly suspended Russia for its what it called its gross and systematic violations of human rights and violations of international law committed against Ukraine. 58 members abstained from voting. On Tuesday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky admonished the UN Security Council in a video address for its inaction in stopping Russia's war against his country. He called for Moscow to face accountability for crimes it has carried out there. Following the vote, Russia's deputy UN ambassador said Moscow had taken its own decision to end its membership in the Human Rights Council and did not want to remain with Western states whom he accused of carrying out or abetting human rights abuses of their own. And the U.S. Senate has confirmed Ketanji Brown Jackson to the U.S. Supreme Court on a vote of 53 to 47. The decision will make Jackson the first black woman to serve on the court and only the third black justice in the court's history. Jackson's confirmation will also mean the court will have four women on the bench for the first time in history. She'll join Justices Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, and Amy Coney Barrett. President Biden nominated Jackson to replace retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. She takes her seat.